Hello again. Yep, it's me, Dan. Listen, sometimes I have to preach on things that are, well, hard for some people to take in. But if we don't preach on these things, what we're doing is basically allowing the enemy to defeat us. I don't like to do that. I like to expose things. So today, I'm going to talk to you about idols, okay? Idol worship today might look different, but it still exists. And we shouldn't let anything, even a good thing, take the place of God in our lives. If you've ever watched flood or tsunami videos, guys, some people don't run for their lives. They run for their things instead to save them. In Thailand, I watched a video of a man literally almost swept away by a severe current of water in a flood because he was trying to get to his motorcycle. Now, understand, that's probably the only way that he's going to get to work and whatnot, but the motorcycle should be insured. I don't know about Thailand, but what I do know is that your life is insured through Jesus if you have him. And there's some people that would have taken that flood and died in it and not had Jesus, and all over a material possession such as a motorcycle. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that later, but instead they should have ran for their lives praying to God for his protection, right? Things over life. No thanks. Who is life, by the way? That's right. Jesus is life. John 14, 6 says so. So yet many are doing a lot of things called idolatry. They don't even know they are doing it. Idolatry tends to steer us away from the Lord and can be something as simple as idolizing your car and extreme as loving yourself more than God. And yeah, there are people out there like that. But I want to look together at what the Word of God says about it in Exodus 20, verse 3 through 5, which says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Notice the small g there. "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." Now that's the Word of God. That's not me. And later I'm going to bring something up. A lot of people are probably going to be, not understanding why I would do such a thing, but it's out of love that I do so. So, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." Notice that word, hate me. Do you hate God? Nah, pretty sure that most of you who watch this channel, they don't hate God. Okay, so I want to just go on further here, and just talk about this a little bit. I'm going to explore today in the Word of God together with you. But first, let me just say this. As I said a moment ago, nearly anything, even good things, can become idols, guys. But throughout Scripture, an idol is almost always a carved image, something crafted by human hand, made of wood or stone. An idol can be either a physical object that symbolizes a deity, or it can be an abstract concept such as greed or justice. And I'm going to share those with you, what the Lord has shown me. But let's see first, what's the definition of the word idol? Well, this is what I get from that. A representation or a symbol of an object of worship. Broadly, a false god. A likeness of something. Now, definition of idolatry: worship of idols, an attachment or devotion to something, excessive of or blind adoration, reverence to something, okay, anything. Idolatry may be classified as follows: the worship of inanimate objects such as stones, trees, rivers, etc., of animals. You can put your animal above God, really? Of the higher powers of nature, such as the sun, the moon, the stars, and the forces of nature as air, fire, etc. Hero worship. Well, so much for Superman. Or of deceased ancestors, okay? Because a lot of people do that with deceased ancestors. idealism, or the worship of abstractions or mental qualities such as justice. Now, notice that I said hero worship. Okay, now I have a lot of heroes, or had. Right? My only hero is Jesus. Matter of fact, I changed that and I repented of it before the Lord and had a special shirt made for me from a person who said they were going to do that. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So we did that. So Jesus is my hero. But I'm going to show you some more on this. Idols don't have to be made of wood and stone, right? They can just as easily be more intangible things like power, fame, wealth, or popularity. Notice that the world knows this because it made up a show called American Idol. Huh. Which has to do with what? That's right. Popularity, fame, power, wealth. It's all there. Okay? It's a false hope is what I see in that, because it only goes so far and then you die. Your only hope is Jesus Christ. Okay? Not being an American Idol. Okay? But the world is literally making idols out of people with the powers that be backing it, using telecommunications such as cell phones, televisions, and computer technology. I had to wonder to myself if anyone is paying attention to that, by the way. But let me make this first point, which is that people can become idols, and the enemy knows that. Which is why in Unholywood, they idolize the wicked, such as movies about outlaws, witches, and being okay, as well as sorcerers. They're not okay, guys. They are not okay. Not if you're truly walking with God and standing in your faith. They are not okay. But let me just go further here. Let me show you some of the ways I'm talking about, such as America's Got Talent, okay? Notice the star. Anyone ever notice that? Did you ever notice that star? Sure looks like a Satanist star. But, you know, that's just what I see. So, this video, notice, you know, I just want you to notice that star again. Okay, do you see this?
Yep.
Look at what it looks like. Not good, does it? Doesn't look very good. This idol show is satanic, okay? As far as I'm concerned, from magicians, magic, people that do things they're not supposed to do on stage, having gay and transvestite judges, even to demonic summoning, such as Sacred Rihanna. She summoned a demon on stage, okay? Scariest of Sacred Rihanna, see that? So, do you notice Beyonce's face watching Rihanna go out on the stage? Even she, who is possessed, by the way, knew something was wrong with Rihanna. Okay, something's wrong there. Beyonce has been caught multiple times, by the way, on stage when the demon that possesses her takes over. And she claims that the name of it is Sasha Fierce in an interview on TikTok. You can look that up. Anyways, I don't want you to think that I'm speaking bad about anybody. I'm just telling you the truth about this person, that they are demonically possessed. So they even have a new idol show. I didn't know anything about it until yesterday. I was doing these searches. And as I do not watch television, okay, and I saw this, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. They're trying to make the next star, the Walk of Fame, the star. You want to be a star. That's not of God. People, if you, I know that some of you watching TV, you like AGT, you like the Idol show and stuff like that, but I'm telling you what, it's the worship of idols. It's not good. All right? Now, I showed you just a few of the ways that people are idolized, but before I go on, if you are a Catholic, you may want to stop idolizing Catholicism. Anything that has an ism on the end, by the way, is not good, okay? And I'm going to show you why you want to stop idolizing Catholicism. I'm not picking on just this one religion, guys, but I'm showing you just how easy it is to idolize one. So please take the scripture to heart and take this to the Lord. So, what's wrong with this picture? That's right.
Yuck.
Yeah, it's yucky. We can see that. If you're truly walking in the Spirit of the Lord, you can see that. But I'm going to give you the scriptures they had on here. I found this picture. I was like looking for something else. And I found this. I'm like, Lord, did you lead me to this? Of course, because it's my word. And I'm, oh, okay. So the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Psalm 97, 6 through 7. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and they're delectable things, detectable things, I don't know. Things should not profit. And they are their own witness. They see not nor know, that they may be ashamed. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Guys, if you've been worshiping Peter or Mary or John or any of them, you're going the wrong way. The only one you should be worshiping is Jesus. The only one you should be praying to is Jesus. And the Pope is not your father, okay? As you notice down in the left-hand corner, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Guys, the Pope is not a good man. Now on the right side, we got on the bottom, Jesus corrected a woman for trying to Hail Mary rather than the true living God. Blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. Jesus said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. You see that up there? Mary never told us to pray to her. Not once. No one can show me any scripture in the Bible that says Mary showed us we're supposed to pray to her. And neither did Jesus. Jesus didn't say, pray to my mother, pray to Peter, pray to John.
Can I make one comment just because I have the experience with the Catholic Church?
Sure. Yeah,
for anyone who says, oh, but she prays with us. No. There's also no scripture about Mary praying with us either.
Not one.
She does not pray for us or with us. She's in heaven. She died to the body and went to heaven. She did not have any kind of special supernatural things happen. She was blessed because God chose her to be Jesus's mom. That's it. Okay, none of the other Catholic garbage is true.
That's
right. Believe me, you're talking to somebody who was Catholic for 31 years, and I'm talking serious, heavy-duty magisterium.
And that doesn't
Roman
matter.
Catholic. That, no, I want them, whoever's listening, talking about the Catholicism, that's what I know what I'm talking about. Okay,
right.
If you have any questions, pop us over an email.
That heavy-duty Roman magisterium Catholic means nothing.
No,
because okay, we're putting God first, and I know what Kathy was saying. But notice one mediator, okay? There's one mediator between God and man, and that's Christ Jesus. That's all, you know? So I want to move on to one of the traps that Christians, it makes them so that they cannot hear from God, because they have turned to another God. Again, small g. We're going to get serious here. Notice this, pornography. It can become an idol. Why? Well, let me explain. Idol worship in scripture is often closely related to sexual immorality of all kinds. In some cases, this is literal, as sex acts were sometimes used as part of the worship of false gods, such as Baal. It was true for Israel and was true in the worship of idols in Corinth. And Satanists do the same thing. Idolatry and adultery go hand in hand. It's not just idolatry, but adultery as well, intertwined with it. Okay, people understand this. The devil made it free for you to go and look at this pornography online because he's a spirit man killer. He doesn't want you to live. He wants you to go far away from Jesus, okay? Because you're idolizing something. You're putting this before God, thinking that he doesn't know and that nobody will find out. It's a trap. And it's a very serious trap as an idol. It's an idol when you choose to seek it out more than God. Okay? The idolatry and adultery, they're spirit man killers. The devil knows that. He knows that if you're not walking in the spirit of God, he can and will easily attack you and wants to destroy you by keeping you off track. He doesn't want you to be led by God anymore. He doesn't want you to be in God's will anymore. And so this is why he put that stickler there, the flesh. He's a flesh devil. And he uses that one I'm exposing you, devil. That's right. He uses that one to distract my brothers and sisters. That's right. It's both way, brothers and sisters. Okay? So we know. I came out of it. I came out of pornography. I gave it up. Said, I'm done with this, Lord. I'm sorry. Forgive me for adultery, fornication, all those. I had to renounce many more. But I'm not going to go into that. If you need that deliverance, you tell me. I'm here for you. Kathy's here for you, for the women. If you have that and you need some deliverance on that, yep, that's what we're here for. That's what we do. We help people get through this so that they don't do it no more.
Send it
so that they're not trapped, okay? Because that is a trap from the devil. He wants you to do that.
Yes.
John 10:10 says, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what he wants to do. I'm come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. I think that you'd probably want the life and more abundantly part, don't you think, out of that scripture? 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Ephesians 5:11. Oh, I love this one. Ha, ha, ha. Praise you, Jesus. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. That means stay away from that thing that's making you stray away from your relationship with Christ. But rather reprove them. Open it up with light. The darkness runs when that happens. Okay, and this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm making that darkness run. I want it to run out of your life so you run straight to Jesus. Hallelujah. So 1 Corinthians 6:9-10 says, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? That's the trap. That's what he's doing. He's trapping people with this adultery stuff and adultery. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And it goes on to say in verse 11, I think, you know, which some of you guys were. Okay, but what the point I'm trying to drive here is, if you're staying in that sin, if you're standing in that sin, you're committing idolatry. You're putting it before God. The word of God tells us many things about idolatry. So I want to go on and let's just look at those things, find out some more. Maybe some that you didn't realize, you know, but I'm going to start with this first. I'm going to start with the scripture, 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Stubbornness, huh? Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. Do you want to be rejected? I don't want to be rejected, okay? And I know that you don't want to be rejected, because, you know, rejection is not a good thing, especially when it's coming from the Lord. And you sure don't want to reject the Lord. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? That's what the Lord just spoke to me right now. I'm supposed to tell you that. I don't know who that's for, but maybe all of us. Anyway, so note this. Stubbornness is iniquity and adultery. I was stubborn for a time, saying I was Pentecostal, but soon I realized I was nothing, okay? I'm not a Pentecostal. I'm not a Mormon. I'm not a Baptist. I'm not nothing, okay? What I am, and whatever, I've repented of that, by the way. What I am, if people ask me what denomination I'm in, I simply say, I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that's what I am. Because I leave it at that. Well, I know that. Okay, but what's your denomination? Okay, well, I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's what I am. And I leave it at that. Because that's all I am. Okay? I'm not putting anything above God. And I put that denomination that I was in, that Pentecostal, Holy Roland, boy, I won't even go there. But that's who I thought I was. No, I want to be who I am in Christ. Amen? You too, right? So Acts 17:16 says, now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city was wholly given to idolatry. Guys, they had statues of ogres. They had statues of men sexually doing things. They had statues of Well, idols, a lot of them. So if Paul's spirit was stirred in him, don't you think God's spirit is stirred as well? Right? This is why we want to get away from this idols, these idolatry things. So there are many forms of idolatry and ways that to commit that sin, but I want you to look at them with me. But first, I'm going to read some more scripture here. Here's some more scripture. Colossians 3:5, in King James Version, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence. I don't even know how to say that word. No, it doesn't matter. Here, because Kathy, can you say that word?
Concupiscence.
See? Well, you try. That's why I put the scripture below. And covetousness, which is idolatry. Now, if you look at it in the Greek, it's easier to read. Colossians 3:5, put to death, therefore, the components of your earthly nature. Sexual immorality, okay? Impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Notice greed is idolatry. And we know this from what Jesus said in Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Matthew 6:24. Brothers and sisters, choosing idols over God is rebellion. I mean, as I showed you in this video a short time ago, what the Word of God says in 1 Samuel 15:23, it means you're rejecting God, okay? The opposite of this is to reject idols in your life, which is choosing God. Would you agree with that? So, just so you know, idolatry, if not repented of, is keeping you bound in sin, which is where the devil traps some of us. This is the trap I was talking about with you earlier. He traps some of us. God does not excuse sin, as some Christians believe, by the way. But he's willing to forgive our sin if we come to him with a repentant heart. And that's what he wants. He wants you to come to him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I put that island that I bought out in Barbados, you know, above you. I'm sorry about that. Whatever it may be. I don't know. Just using an example. So I'm about to show you many ways that you can commit idolatry by exposing some of them. So please pay attention here, guys, okay? Ephesians 5:11. Here's what it goes on to say. Have no fellowship with the fruitful deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. You can't tell that I like that scripture a lot, can you? Yeah, I've quoted it twice in this video. So I did that on purpose because you know what? I love to expose things, man. I love it because God loves to expose things and I'm like him. I love to expose things with the truth. Hallelujah. So at the top of idolatry is what? What's that look like? Money. Money can become an idol and a big problem when we place our hope and our trust in it instead of in God. And listen, you don't have to have a lot of money for money to be your idol. It's not about what you have. It's about what you long for. For the rich, the poor, and those in between, money can be an idol that quickly entraps us if we let it, if we put that above God. And hear me on this. Again, money's not bad. Money is a tool. And like any tool, you have to use it wisely, correctly. Otherwise, it can cause much damage. Money isn't the problem. It's how we use and view it that can become the problem. It becomes a problem when we place our hope and, again, our trust in money instead of trusting God. And many have placed their hopes and dreams in money. They trust it to provide for them, care for them, and protect them. Well, what happens if all the money dissipated from the earth right now? Where's your hope at then? You're going to go try to find money? Or are you going to try to find God? This is what I'm just saying. Is we want to try to find God right now, not money. The problem is it can't live up to what we're trying to get from it, okay, if you're searching for that. So money is a big problem. Because, you know, as the Lord said, Matthew 6:24, what did he say? No one can serve two masters. Either you'll hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. Which one do you want? The one on the left or the one on the right? Who's the provider of money, by the way? Who's your provider, okay, of anything? I think I'll choose the one on the left. How about you guys? You want to choose the one on the left? So I'm going to move on. And there's, you know, material things can get in the way. Idols, you know, cars, motorcycles, boats, owning more things than others and telling them about it. Look at me. Look at what I have. Look at what I have and you don't. You think that's wrong to do? I think that's wrong to do. I would never do that to somebody. It's horrible. So I saw somebody passing by the road today. They were playing golf and they looked over at my car and immediately turned away and I did not look at them. I didn't want them to think that I recognized them because they had money to play golf. Anyways, it's bad, okay? Material possessions can be bad. And these spirits associate themselves with those who allow those things into their lives and put them before God. The spirit of covetousness, pride, and greed. Uh-oh, I just revealed them. That's the three spirits that work the most, material things. But let's move on here. So, jobs or status quo. Positions that we hold, that position of power and authority. You can put your job above God. Even ministers, listen to me, guys, brothers in Christ who minister, sisters, even ministers in their ministries can put the ministry before God, which is idolatry. You have to be careful of that. I've often told the Lord, Lord, you want me to stop and go back to work? I'm going back to work, you know. But if you want me to continue, I'll serve you. This is what I've said. Kathy would know probably 3 or 4 times. Anyways, you know, so there's also, you know, physical appearance and identity. Our identity might be one of the biggest idols worshipped today. And some have largely abandoned who we are in Christ and place their identity in other things. Now, I'm showing you one. I'm showing you. I'm sure some of you probably are all for this, you know, but you know what? I'm not all for that. I'm not going to be all for that because it goes against God's word. And this is why I'm revealing what I'm doing with this. So whether it be our social media following, our position at work, as shown a minute ago, our abilities, skills, or the achievements we are after, many have their identity wrapped up in the wrong thing, such as, for one, I'm showing you, transvestites, LGBTQ, which idolize themselves. Remember, I told you earlier, you can put yourself above God, which idolize themselves, which is from the demonic spirit of pride. Notice that pride thing, you know? Well, they resist love. I'll put it that way. It shows on the left right there. So, whatever God calls sin is nothing to be proud of, right? Isaiah 3:9. The expression on their faces testifies against them, and like Sodom, they flaunt their sin. They do not conceal it. Woe to them, for they have brought disaster upon themselves. Isaiah 3:9 speaks for itself. The word clearly speaks for itself. We clearly see that they're bringing disaster to themselves, because God resists the proud. According to James 4:6, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So moving on here, let's go to another one. Uh-oh. Oh, this is a big one because people don't like this one. They don't like me to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it, because some put the television as an idol. It can be an idol or even a portal to the soul, depending on what you're watching through it.
That's right.
Yeah, Kathy knows. How much time are you giving to the television? How much time are you giving to God? I bet some of you are giving more time to the television than to God. How do you think he feels about that? I mean, if I were your friend and I was traveling with you and we were going to the store and you were giving more time to your cell phone than you were talking to me, I'd probably be a little, feel like I was being rejected. All right? Like you don't want to talk to me anyway. You want to talk to this other person. I don't like that. Kathy knows I don't like that. Anyways, while you think on that, all right, Let me give you an example of how this can be made into an idol and turn into idolatry. Some have a daily schedule of getting up, watching TV before work, going to work for 8 hours, some longer, coming back, watching TV, having supper, again, watching TV with their supper, and then going to bed to say a 5-minute prayer. How do you think that God feels about that? Well, I let you answer for yourself because I couldn't hear you. Anyways, this one's big for all ages, okay? Bam! Xbox 360. Watch out. Yeah, that's right. I'm going after you gamers because I used to be a gamer. Still play a little bit of games, but not above God. Hallelujah. But YouTube. YouTubers. So if you're one of all of these, listen to me closely. If you cannot break free from that game you're playing for family events, as there's a dinner, having to go to the store, or someone got hurt, hello.
Or to pray.
Or to pray. You're also entertaining the spirit of addiction. Gaming becomes the dominant activity in daily life over God. Some of them use televisions. It can be an idol for some. So recently, I had to repent of this, and the Lord saw my heart, and he forgave me. Praise God. Delivered from addiction and idols. Guys, this is real. This is why I'm telling you. The cell phone, telecommunications, internet can become an idol. YouTube, guys, listen up. YouTube can become an idol. If that's all you do is sit on your computer looking for things for God to speak to you through from YouTube, you got a problem. You're not seeking God, you're seeking YouTube. I know this because I fell into that for a time. I had to get away from it. I had to say, you know what? I'm going to go rock hunting or something. I'm going to go search the creeks. I'm going to go for a drive, something. But I got to get away from YouTube, okay? I got to get away from TV. I got to put God first. I spend God time. I spent God time today. Hallelujah. It was awesome. I love you, Jesus. God can speak to you guys, and you do not have to go through a computer for him to do it. If you seek him with your whole heart, mind, and soul, some of you by fasting, some of you by prayer, some of you both, this is how you reach God. The computer can be an idol. Facebook. Think about that. Facebook. Oh, what did I do on Facebook? I got to go check my Facebook. Some of you go to your Facebook before you go even into prayer in the mornings. First thing I get up, I look out the window if I can. Kathy doesn't have it closed. If it's opened up, I look out and see the shaking of the leaf. And I praise God for the shaking of the leaf from the wind. And I go into a prayer. I said, Lord, so far today I haven't sinned, but I got to get up. And this flesh gets in the way. Please lead me with your spirit so I do not do things that I don't want to do. So that I do what you want to do. Help me to do those things. Help me to identify sin when it comes at me so that I can rebuke it and say, I don't want this. Amen. That's a simple prayer. Now I pray longer. I'm just giving you a simple prayer that I pray. When I get up, I expect the devil to have an alert going on in hell. I want him to have an alert for all of his minions saying, Dan's up! Everybody, alert, alert! Well, I tell you what, devil runs. He's a coward, guys. Politics. Oh, I don't know if I want to go here. Well, I don't know. We've already talked sex. Now we're talking politics. I don't know. Yeah, guys, this is a true idol, okay? This is where many Christian Americans now stand or kneel in front of that idol. It's called politics. You can put that above God if you're putting 90% of your heart in it and only giving God 10% of your heart. Who's in real charge? Who's in charge of your life? God or politics? By the way, red, blue, they're on the same side now with the New World Order beast system, so I don't think you want to be involved in politics anyways. If you haven't noticed yet, they put in who they want to have in those offices. Listen to me. This president, he's not a president. O'Biden. That's why I call him O'Biden, because I know who's underneath all this. And especially when his son's getting away with all he's getting away with. But I'm not going to go there. But I can understand if some might take that and tell me I'm wrong because I was once there, but I put my trust in God, not in princes. To a citizen of the kingdom, we trust in the sovereignty and providence of God and to his promise of a better world to come. Not politics, right? Listen, if you're more passionate about politics and patriotism than advancing the gospel of Christ among the lost, then perhaps you should ask yourself where you placed your hope and which kingdom are you a citizen of? Think about that. Comfort. Our pursuit in life as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth should not be comfort alone. Jesus promised that his followers will face trials, persecutions, and difficulties. While comfort isn't bad, it can become damaging when it becomes the main pursuit in life. Here's a fact for you. When comfort is an idol, we will struggle when God calls us to something difficult. 15 times in 23 years, God told me and Kathy to move. I'm glad I didn't get comfortable, okay? As the works he did through us would not have taken place. To God be the glory for using us to do his will. Hallelujah. There's times where, you know, I thought maybe if I have a TV, I have a VCR, I have a microwave, I have a guitar, then I'm like most folks, then I'm comfortable with life. But you know what? That's all material possessions. It goes right back to material possessions. I was putting those things above God. So you know what I did? I handed them over to God. I said, God, they're all yours. You want me to get rid of them? I'll get rid of them. Television was the first one to go. Anyways. So. Huge idol. Spiritual adultery. You cannot walk with God holding hands with the devil, guys. This is a fact. I'm just going to tell you straight out. And there's some scriptures I want you to look up for yourself. I've already quoted one of them, but I'm going to get there. This form of adultery is still idolatry, as you're putting something else before your marriage in heaven, marriage to God, getting in between another's marriage, okay, which doesn't involve, it involves unfaithfulness to your partner, but it also involves unfaithfulness to God. It really has to do with having an excessive fondness for things of the world. In the Bible, it's compared to the unfaithfulness of one's spouse. But like a woman's faithless to her lover, even so have you been faithless to me, O house of Israel, says the Lord. Now you can look that up in Jeremiah 3:20. But you see how it's a spiritual adultery right there? Scripture reminds us that people who choose to be friends with the world are an adulterous people, having enmity against God. You can look that up in James chapter 4, verse 4 through 5. In this passage, the world is the system of evil under Satan's control. Spiritual adultery includes any form of idolatry and is a major theme throughout the Old Testament. So Jesus reminds us just how deadly this form of adultery can be. Jesus said, like I told you in Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters. Either you'll hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. It's important as believers, guys, that we leave the world behind us and the cross set before us. No turning back. 100%, giving our 100% to God. He gave his 100% for us. Did he turn his back on us? Only to get whooped. He got his back whipped for our sins. Exodus 34:14 says, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. People often fight with me about the names of God. Let me, there's another one. So I could call God jealous if I want. It's in capital letter. His name is Jealous, one of his names. He's a jealous God. So I want you to ask yourself some questions, and I'm leaving this for just a moment. I'll talk to you about them so that it stays up. But ask yourself these questions after what I've just shown you. They're going to lead you to what either is an idol or what you might be tempted to make an idol. So you need to spend some time in prayer asking and seeking God on what is an idol in your life. So here are those questions. What do I worship and spend time with the most? Who do I worship and serve the most? Where do I spend my time the most? Where do I spend my money? Is it where God wants me to spend it or where I want me to spend it? Where do I get my joy? It's only one place I know of. What's always on my mind? Guys, if you got problems with things on your mind that shouldn't be there, you know what that is? That's the enemy. You don't want the enemy in your mind. You want to think on things that are what, Kathy?
Honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. Anything worthy of virtue, anything worthy of praise. I will think on these things in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to have a pure mind and a pure heart before God. The only way you're going to get that is if you keep drawing closer to God, resisting the devil. Because the devil will flee if you do that. But if you're giving him any kind of foothold, any kind of door, he's going to go through it. And this is why idolatry is one of the biggest ones. Adultery, spiritual adultery, is one of the biggest ones. It's like, I got to tell you guys, if you're involved in these things now, repent and turn to the Lord with a repentant heart, and he'll hear you and forgive you, okay? Because I want to see everybody in heaven if I could, but I know there's not going to be a lot of people that are going because they chose something over God, or they did something that they weren't supposed to do that committed blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. So if you've listened to what I've shown you in this video, to the glory of my Father, then if you have physical idols, it's time to depart with them. I'm going to give you one for a moment. But idols such as just for one, dream catchers, or there's many others that I can name, but I'm just using this one example, like I told you. Knowing the background of dream catchers and their talisman-like use, as a Christian, we want nothing to do with them. Get rid of them. Repent and turn to the Lord, and he will hear your prayers. Guys, I appreciate you. We appreciate you. Most of all, Jesus appreciates you because he loves you. He doesn't want you to perish. He wants you to have life. Right now, we're being censored. I don't even know if anybody will even get this video. But this is why we ask that you please share. Please, guys, share the videos.
Amen.
It's not just us. It's a lot of people on YouTube. It's a lot of people on Twitter and Facebook. All this censorship is trying to destroy what the truth wants to make.
What the Lord wants to use to get the truth out.
There you go. As Kathy said. So anyways, that's it. I hope you got something from this. If anything, that it gets you closer to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.